Despite lost production time as a result of lockdown regulations, the mining industry contributed close to 362 billion rand to GDP last year. In the meantime, the COVID-19 pandemic is changing the face of the industry. According to a PwC report, the sector is increasingly making use of new cutting-edge technologies to run more efficiently. Roger Baxter, who's CEO of the Minerals Council of South Africa, joins us now to discuss the state of the mining nation ahead of the event kicking off tomorrow. Thanks so much, Roger, for your time this evening. So we've really been distracted by COVID, its impact on the broader economy and trying to keep our heads above water. We haven't really caught up as far as, you know, the state of the mining sector is concerned. What state are you venturing into this year's Mining Indaba in?
Alicia, hi, very good evening to you and to all your viewers. Thanks for the time. Yeah, listen, I think the mining sector 2021 is going to be another challenging year. But 2020 was a year where the industry showed great leadership in managing the COVID-19 crisis. We put in place all the right risk-based preventative controls, mitigating controls. We worked hard to manage the pandemic as best we could, as they say, saving lives and saving livelihoods. Production down 10%, export sales up 24%. So we lost a bit on production, but we gained a bit on the export side. Our total mineral sales numbers are not quite ready yet. But the point is, I was just looking at the tax numbers, we are somewhere around 60 billion if you take royalties, corporate taxes, and PAYE paid on, you know, on behalf of employees or collected for government on behalf of employees. That was nearly 60 billion rand in direct tax contribution from the sector, which is not insignificant. So we've weathered the storm, but 2021 is going to be really important for us to continue with all the right protocols. Every citizen has to play their role, but to prevent a further third or fourth spread, because remember, winter is just around the corner. And most importantly, I think, is getting a vaccine rolled out there. Remember, state buys the vaccines, and you know, they are the single buyer, but we are willing as the industry to help roll out vaccines for as many as 3 million people, mining, you know, mine employees and communities. We want to play our role to help government and help the country get through this particular crisis.
And have you received any response to that proposal that's been put on the table, Roger, from government as yet? Because while you talk about an industry that's managed to, you know, remain resilient and weather the storm, you also go into this meeting having highlighted that, you know, you're disappointed by government's failures to make progress in structural reform in 2020 and act swiftly and quickly.
So on the vaccine side, we obviously have been engaging with our minister directly, Minister Mantashe, and that's been a very positive engagement. I mean, the fact is that we can do something like 60,000 vaccines a day, maybe even upscale that to 80,000 a day as the sector, and that would be a huge in-kind contribution to sorting out the pandemic. And so that's been favorably received by government, or by Minister Mantashe in particular. But when you look at the rest of the economic reforms, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the government's economic reconstruction and recovery plan is pretty much based on a massive infrastructure rollout and on a local procurement drive. We think it doesn't address enough of the real structure reforms in the economy. One key one is obviously you know, a huge amount of focus on making sure that our fiscal situation is stabilized and turned around, particularly our debt, rising debt levels and our significant deficits. So fiscal reform is critical. Secondly, unlocking the capability of the private sector in some of the key sectors like energy participation in rail and ports and pipelines, etc. Because the fact is that the old state-owned enterprise model has not worked. It still is a massive handbrake on the economy. And I think all participants agree that much greater participation by the private sector will actually increase competition, but also increase investment and unblock some of these blockages. And I mean, in just in power alone, just imagine if we had the extra 2 gigs that mining could bring on stream, it would give Eskom a lot more room, would get the economy back on track, et cetera, et cetera. So structural reforms and institutional reforms are still lacking in our view, and those areas need to be sped up with urgency. And that was exactly the message that the IMF brought to the table about a week ago.
Roger, so how does that overarching context impact the kind of conversations you're planning to have at this year's Indaba?
So at the Indaba itself, I mean, there'll be a lot of focus on some of the key issues. I mean, listen, at the mining sector level, we've had some pretty good progress made with the government, the DMRE in particular, Minister Mantashe and DG Mokoena, specifically on the things that we can do to revive the mining sector in this new normal. So there's been quite a bit of work done on developing an exploration plan. There's a whole bunch of work that's been done looking at how one can reduce licensing times. But we need to do other things like promoting greater policy certainty. There are still areas in policies that are uncertain or are not uniformly implemented by the government officials responsible for implementing them. And then obviously the structural reforms that we've talked about, which is, and some of them are, we've made some good progress on. I mean, Minister Mantashe has agreed that private sector investment in private sector self-generation is a key thing. And we are now, we surveyed our members. We've got a whole bunch of ideas that we can go back in and talk about in terms of what the real constraints are to get to the nurser licensing, and we've been pretty practical about it. So over the next couple of days, I think a lot of these issues around localization, exploration, ESG in the mining sector are some of the key topics that are going to be discussed. And just to bear in mind that this is, you know, we are partnering with the Mining Indaba company to bring mining part of virtual.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting set of discussions, and that's not only for the South African context, it's obviously also going to be repeated for the African context, where, again, a lot of similar challenges do exist at the same time.
Absolutely, where the overarching theme is resilience and regrowth, adopting a new mindset for African mining. Before I let you go, Roger, what sense are you getting of, investor appetite within this sector in South Africa specifically?
You know, my sense of it, I mean, listen, we've done a lot of work engaging investors over time. I mean, the fact is that we have seen some progress on the mining-specific ideas that we need to make progress on. But again, those actual ideas need to be progressed. So in other words, you know, the exploration plan needs to be ultimately finalized and published. As an example, there are other areas where further work is happening. And so it becomes, you know, let's not have talks about talks which are about talks. I think those talks have been constructive, but I think it's now about how we implement some of these things to demonstrate that South Africa can make progress on them. And I think, you know, let's watch the space. Certainly our conversations have been encouraging, and we want to see, you know, some real progress on unblocking some things which would really make investment more attractive. So that's really the prognosis is one of there is increasing sense of opportunity, but we need to obviously open up that opportunity as a country.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Roger, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of the Minerals Council of South Africa, Roger Baxter.